USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The debt ceiling limit is officially the law. President Biden on Saturday signed the bill that was rushed through Congress this week to avoid default.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
The bill expands work requirements for certain federal programs and terminates the suspension of federal student loan payments, among other provisions. India is in mourning after a devastating train crash.
Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and over 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. This is one of the deadliest train accidents in the history of that country. Authorities anticipate the death toll will rise since many passengers remain trapped in the wreckage. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump says he's, quote, at least as innocent as his former vice president after Pence was cleared of charges related to classified documents at his home. Public drag shows in Tennessee won't be banned after all following a ruling by a federal judge. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker overturned the law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. Parker wrote in his decision that the law was, quote, unconstitutionally vague and substantially overbroad. The Republican National Committee will reportedly set stricter standards for presidential candidates to qualify for the party's first presidential debate. According to the Washington Post, the RNC will require presidential candidates to garner 40,000 individual campaign donors and support of at least 1% of voters in multiple national polls. The first debate with Fox News in Milwaukee is scheduled for August. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tropical storm Arlene was downgraded on Saturday to a tropical depression. The Atlantic hurricane season began on Thursday, and Arlene is the first named storm. Apple may unveil its most ambitious new hardware product in years, but it's a risky one.
Apple expected to introduce a mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's a technology that overlays virtual images on live video of the real world. The highly anticipated release of an AR/VR headset would be Apple's biggest hardware product launch since the debut of the Apple Watch in 2015. I'm Corey Myers.
Amazon could soon offer low-cost or free mobile phone services to Prime subscribers. Bloomberg reports the tech giant is in talks with multiple telecom providers like Verizon and T-Mobile. Amazon is reportedly looking to be able to offer wireless plans for $10 or less a month. Saturday marked day 33 of the writer's strike that has brought Hollywood film and TV productions to a halt. The walkout is having economic ramifications on thousands of crew members and other behind-the-scenes employees. Writers Guild of America officials say no new talks are scheduled and none are expected in the coming days. Adidas is selling off its Yeezy brand sneakers 7 months after cutting ties with Kanye West following a series of anti-Semitic remarks. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.